It's time now for my first in a series of live cooking demonstrations from the Dubai Food Festival at Ibn Battuta Mall. There I hosted local and international chefs, and today we hear first about food and ingredients from Palestine. Show regular Dima Sharif, cook, content creator and award-winning author of the book Plated Heirlooms, shares her passion for Palestinian cuisine, along with sharing some of her products from her Muna range. Chef Hind Taboub, who originally is from Palestine, she's a chef and board member of the Academy of Arab Cuisine. She's based in Paris, visiting the UAE, and she's the one in the kitchen today. Alongside her is Chef Karim Haider. He's originally from Lebanon, residing in Paris also. He's culinary consultant with Fatafit TV. He's an author as well and the creator of contemporary Lebanese cuisine and founder of the Academy of Arab Cuisine in Paris. Chef Hind is making Aliat Bandoora, and she starts by explaining why she chose this dish for us.
I'll be making a peasant poor dish, my favorite ever, and apparently it's Dima's favorite as well. It's very simple, very easy. You could have it as a starter or even main course with a flat bread. It's very fresh, and I use products that very much used in Palestine, like tomatoes, garlic, chili, and mint. This dish is very simple. I have no mise en place ready, and I'm going to make everything from scratch. I'm going to start by chopping my vegetables. I have green pepper, give some sweetness and peppery flavor.
I'm impressed with the cutting of the pepper, because I always think, how are you going to cut your pepper and make the most of it? You just did that. So obviously the knife is very important.
Yes, it is very important. It should be neither very sharp nor, mild. I like it big, because I have big hands.
So very thinly slicing into strips there.
And then I cut them to half.
So this dish, Dima, would this be something you ate growing up in Jordan?
Aliat Bandoora, yes. It's a traditional Palestinian dish that I also explore in the book. And this is something definitely we grew up eating. And it's actually one of my favorites. I was telling Hind right before we went live that whenever I have guests over, this is something that I always, always, always have on the table, because it's something nice that you can whip up really quickly and then just serve with a variety of breads or crackers or breadsticks, and then people can have it with drinks before they start eating, and really, really tasty. Of course, there's different ways of preparing this. Hind and I were talking, and different people prepare it in different ways. Does not mean that one is the right way or not. It's just different regions and what they would use. For instance, when I prepare it, I always like to fry some eggplants, and I'll put the eggplants at the bottom of the dish, and then I'll sprinkle some of my amazing summa on it, and then put the alaya on top of that, and then you'll have it with bread. Absolutely amazing flavors.
Who knows sumac?
Okay, my name is Dia. I'm not a good cook, but my wife does. I'm Sakhan, of course. One of our.
Where are you from?
Palestine.
So you guys, if you don't use sumac, sumac is like a berry. You know how we get the black peppercorns, the green peppercorns, pink ones? We get sumac as well. It looks like a peppercorn. It's kind of purplish in color, more maroonish, and unlike the pepper, it's not spicy, it's more tart. So it gives you a lemony flavor. Back in the day, you know how people used to eat seasonal, and we should all go back to seasonal, but regardless. So back in the day, during the season when lemons were not in season, people used sumac instead, because it kind of gives you that acidity. And one of the ways that I am sure you've tried it before is in fattoush. Anybody familiar with fattoush, the salad with the bread? Yeah. So in the fattoush dressing, all you need to do is have this with a little bit of the lemon juice, a little bit of olive oil, salt, black pepper, and that's the classic fattoush. But also, I'm sure in Lebanon, you have the gergir salad, roka salad, also the za'atar salad. in which I'm not sure if you do it like the Palestinian way. We have it with sumac as well.
Yes, of course. We use sumac in za'atar salad, and we use it in so many other ways. I recommend it personally. It's funny because, as I'm saying, we often discover our kitchen and our products in other cuisines, and I think the best combination I ever saw is sumac. I discovered it in a French chef's restaurant who used to mix sumac with pistachio. And since then, I always use both together and add them on some game or quails or any grilled thing. And it's really wonderful to have this mix. And finally, we discovered that it existed in our countries too. In Syria, they use the za'atar, the mix of za'atar, where there is sumac with pistachio too. And it gives again this, because you have the bite of sumac, of acidity, with the smoothness of the pistachio.
Chef Hind, I'm watching you with the garlic. Yeah. So as far as I know, when it comes to preparing garlic, it's either I'm dicing it, I'm crushing it, but you're doing something different, Chef. Tell me what you're doing with the garlic.
The more you crush the garlic, the more flavor you get. So I want just a hint of garlic. What I do is that I chop it to half and I take out the germ, because that's where all the problems are. So I took out the germ.
So you're taking the germ out the center.
Yeah. I'm using, I should mention that I'm using Dima Al-Sharif's olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
Dima, but when we say your olive oil, Dima, this is coming from where?
This is coming from my family farm in Jordan. Olive oil, this specific olive oil is coming from Nabali trees. Nabali trees are the trees indigenous to Palestine, which my grandfather took to Jordan and grew there. And it's very interesting to say that this farm was the first man-made farm in Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, it has kind of the story behind it.
And the sort of taste profile, Dima, of this, of your olive oil from that farm.
So the taste of this olive oil is known to be, of course, Palestinian olive oil in general is slightly peppery. But this one is more on the fruity side than the peppery. The good thing about this oil, and the reason why I bring it here to Dubai, is because it is the oil is extracted using the very old methods, using the stone mill. So it's still done the old way, and for that, it produces very low acidity olive oil, which actually granted this to win awards in Italy and Switzerland because of the low acidity that it has.
Food, we know, is about taste, but food is also about the eyes. You see it first, you smell it, the aromas that are coming off. Very simple ingredients, but absolutely wonderful. And there, the colour of the tomatoes, those little baby sweet tomatoes, which makes me think of Bandura. Yes. Tell me about Bandura, Hind.
Bandura means tomato in Palestinian dialect. In Lebanese, it's banadura. So so when I say bandura...
How we tell each other apart.
Yes, if I say bandura, you would know immediately that it's Palestinian.
Yeah.
And I love bandura. This is my favorite dish. And this is how... this is my grandmother's recipe. So I inherited this from my grandmother. And each family in Palestine have their own version of alayat al-bandura, which means fried tomatoes or...
Stir-fried tomatoes, yeah.
Stir-fried
yeah.
tomatoes. Say it again. What is it in Palestinian?
Alayat al-bandura.
More to come from the kitchen at Ibn Battuta Mall and the Dubai Food Festival as we find out more about Palestinian cuisine. Returning now to Ibn Battuta Mall and the Dubai Food Festival with Chef Hind, Chef Karim Haider and Dima Sharif. Chef Hind's been cooking Aliat Bandura and talking about the Bandura fried tomatoes and olive oil as well. And Chef Karim explains more about understanding the difference in our products and tastes.
I was very happy too to hear Dima speaking of the differences in oils, because I think the base of cuisine, of course, is we're very happy to see the items before eating them. But before seeing a dish, before eating it, Some people worked very hard. They worked very hard so we could have the right products. And those products are very specific, are different from a soil to another, from a region to another, from a species to another, from a cultivator to another. And the result is many differences. You know that there is a difference between the oil you get in a small village in Palestine than from the neighbor village. We have to be very precise on the products, very precise on the kinds of oil to use. Some oils are very interesting in pan frying, others in deep frying, others just in seasoning. And we need to respect that to have the best taste. About this dish too, I didn't know it before meeting him because in Lebanon we don't do it. And it's true that it's so simple. Then the first time she told me I'm going to do you a late bandora, I smiled and said, okay, maybe, I don't know how it will be. It doesn't Indeed. Seem very interesting. And in fact, when I tasted, it became a favorite dish to me too.
So here's the thing about allaye. In Palestinian cuisine, as Chef Hind knows as well, the villagers, and especially that their lifestyle was about being in the field, working the field all day long. What they needed to eat was something that they could do quick, that they had access to all its ingredients, and that did not require so many gadgets. Because most of the time they cooked it straight on the burning wood in the field while they worked for their lunch at lunchtime. And you see, this is what makes food interesting. Food becomes so good when we know that there is a whole history and story behind it, rather than just sitting down and, yeah, whatever, I'll eat. That I take it for granted today because all I need to do is pop to the supermarket and I'm living in a house that already has all of this ready for me. But what it took people back then to cook this makes this dish fundamental to our existence and therefore important to know.
Thank
and
you, Dima.
Using what's available to you. Chef Hind, yeah.
So, just to recap, I started frying tomatoes starting from cold. Basically, I don't want to overcook the tomatoes. I don't want to burn. I don't want my olive oil to get to a burning point. That's why I'm slowly cooking my tomatoes. I want my tomatoes to release all the water. And what I want to see is just the liquid that is olive oil. What I would do right now, I'm starting to see that the water is fading.
Like a confit.
But not completely melted. It's not a tomato sauce.
And seasoning-wise, did you salt and pepper it or not?
Definitely, yeah, at last.
Yeah.
I added black pepper because I love pepper. And I'm going to add some of Dima's sumac. I just chopped some mint. What some would do is add mint along with the tomatoes, but I don't like to cook my mint. Mm. I like it fresh.
So fresh, last thing to go on.
There you go.
And tell me about the bread.
We got bread that is easy to chop.
What would you traditionally use?
Traditionally, it would have been tabun, which
tabun
we
bread.
Were planning.
Yes.
Mix. I think bread's an interesting one as well. Everywhere has their own version of bread.
Yes.
And how
tabun
they want to. Yeah.
Is a very, very, very interesting story. It's about the oven. And the reason why it's such an interesting story is because that oven was always built by the women in the village when there is a new bride as their gift from them to her for her marriage. But here's the thing, they would go and fetch the pebbles from the nearest valley, and then they were using the wood of olive trees and some mud to create some clay. They would build this oven to make sure that she's always got food covered, at least cooking utensil size. And with time, the bread made in tabun became known as tabun bread. Now, people today think that tabun is the name of the bread when in fact, it's the name of the oven.
So okay. Are we there, chef? We're about ready to serve. And we're going to bring over, I think they deserve it as they've been using a lot of energy this evening. So a round of applause again for our side orders. You're from Britain, UK?
Yes.
Have you eaten any cuisine from Palestine, Palestinian cuisine before?
No, I don't think so, actually. So this will be a new, be something new.
New? Okay, yes. Excellent. Well, that's good. We like trying things that are new as well as having some tradition. So from the UK, what would be a favourite dish of yours?
Oh, that's a good question. So something typically British, I don't know, something like a roast dinner maybe?
Yes. Always a roast
Can't
dinner
Can't go wrong
up there.
With a roast dinner.
Excellent, yes. And Charlotte, what about you?
I love a salmon.
A salmon?
Salmon, yes. Just salmon and veg.
Chef Hind, are we ready to try?
Yes,
oh, look,
sure.
It looks beautiful.
I tried already.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I tried too the sumac, which is incredible. It's on a very specific acidity, lemony taste, but it's not only that. And for us, it's sumac, and that's it. But the difference between this one and so many sumac, sometimes you have less pure sumac, so you have to put quantities and you don't have the real taste. On this one, I think just a few grains would give enough taste.
We can't wait any longer. It looks absolutely wonderful. So let's bring the plate round. Let's show everyone. Beautifully put together. So simple and yet it looks amazing. Let's see how it tastes. So it's soft.
Garlic's really coming through.
Yeah. You like garlic?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Very good.
Garlic.
It's so fresh.
And I have to say, in Palestinian cuisine, garlic is not the devil. We love garlic.
Garlic's
we
everything.
We have it everywhere.
How about the tomato?
And of course, it's only very specific British products, as you know. Tomato, olive oil, all those sunny products.
Yeah. It's nice. It's not too sweet. The combination of flavors is really nice.
Is it a thumbs up?
It's a big thumbs up.
Thanks.
Big thumbs up.
So instead of doing what I think we'd be used to doing, probably something quite Italian influence, so like, you know, these sort of sliced tomatoes with a drizzle of olive oil, salt and pepper, actually we can go a stage further with something really delicious like this as a starter, as a snack.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It will surprise everyone. You know, your guests will always find it very different. Very Middle Eastern, very, very Levantine flavor is the flavor of mint with the olive oil, which actually comes through when you have a bite of this. So you'll taste the tomato, you'll taste the garlic, but you'll also get that mint with the olive oil. And this is very, very, very Mediterranean Levant specific. It's nice to show people also when we host that we have this knowledge and we know that the different flavors.
Thanks very much to Dima Sharif, to Chef Hind and to Chef Kareem. Find out more online at dubaii1038.com/Dubai today. You can find our blog post there and you can link directly to the Academy of Arab Cuisine in Paris, as well as finding out more about Dima and what she's up to. You can also find Dima and her Mune products at the Farmers Market. That's in Bay Avenue on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stay with me. Coming up next, it's more from the Dubai Food Festival at Ibn Battuta Mall. And it's celebrity chef Sylvana Rowe in the kitchen.